The title of my lesson is, What Did Jesus Write on the Ground? Remember the story of the lady? She was taken in adultery. She was taken in the very act of adultery. Was she guilty? Boo. Yeah, she did it. They caught her red-handed. Okay. Jesus wrote something on the ground. What did he write? Before I can tell you what Jesus wrote on the ground, I have to lay a foundation. The foundation is the Christmas story. Well, you all know the Christmas story, Mary and Joseph. Before I can tell you the Christmas story, I got another foundation I got to tell you, and it's about the priesthood. Jesus was the high priest. So my foundation has a foundation. You know what that means? This is deep. Okay. So now I'm going to tell you about the priesthood. What day is today?
Yom Kippur.
Oh, it's Yom Kippur. Dick, you want to blow your thing? Blow your shofar. Yeah. Thank you. Today is the Day of Atonement. What does that mean? What does it mean to be the Day of Atonement? There is one day a year, one day in the whole year where the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies. What does he do in there? He takes the sins of the nation and he repents before God, and there is judgment. This happens one day a year. Now, the high priest, he takes several days to prepare. And he wears a blue linen gown. And across the hem is sewn a bell and a pomegranate, and a bell and a pomegranate, and a bell and a pomegranate, the whole way around the hem. And he wears the big golden ephod with the 12 stones and puts on the fancy hat. And he goes in to the Holy of Holies. Why? Why does he have this bell and pomegranate? Well, you see, he has several days to prepare. He has to take a special bath in the laver. They have to kill a special lamb. It has to be just the right one. And he shakes the blood on the congregation, on the people, and then again on the Ark of the Covenant. If he does something wrong, God will strike him dead. Now, it happened. Uzzah got a buzzah, remember? He touched the ark. There are certain things you can not do, and the high priest has to do it just so. And if he doesn't do it, he will die. So they sew these bells and pomegranates on the hem. So when he's in the Holy of Holies and he's doing his thing, the people are without waiting. And they listen. And when they can hear the bells, they know all is well. But if the bells stop, oh my gosh, how are we going to get them out? We're not allowed to go in there. We can't go in there. If God strikes him dead, what will we do? So they tie a rope around his ankle. And when the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies, the congregation is outside of the Holy of Holies. They're in the holy place, not the Holy of Holies. And they listen. And if the bells stop and they hear a thud, they pull the rope. That's what they do. Okay. Now you've got the foundation. This is what the Day of Atonement is. This is the day that the high priest takes the sins of the nation into the Holy of Holies. And he repents. That's today. Okay, so now we're going to go, that was the foundation of the foundation. Now we're going to go to the foundation. We're going to talk about the Christmas story. Okay, first I want to tell you, when Jesus was born, Joseph adopted Jesus. We know Jesus' father was El Elyon, the Most High God. But Joseph adopted him. Joseph did marry Mary, even though she was pregnant and she had a baby, and it wasn't his and he knew it, he married her anyway. Part of that marriage ceremony was an adoption of that child. That's what they did then. Any existing children were adopted. That was part of it. That was their culture. That's what they did. Now, so Matthew 1 through 16 is 16 verses of begats. And they say this guy begat this guy and that guy begat this guy. It's kind of boring, but it talks about Joseph's lineage. Joseph should have been the Joseph should have been the king. The king. See, Caesar was the king because they were in captivity. But if they had not been in captivity, the king would have been Joseph. His firstborn child was heir to the throne. For real, in reality. He's also our king, but in that life, he should have been the king. When Joseph died, if it wasn't for Caesar. Okay? Got that? All right. Jesus should have been the high priest. Now, to tell you about the high priest, I've got to tell you this. Okay. What does Luke 1:5 say?
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife, of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth and Zacharias. Who are they? You know who they are? John the Baptist, mom and dad. John the Baptist. John the Baptist's dad was Zacharias. His mom was Elizabeth. Okay, so Luke 1:10, please.
And the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense.
Okay, there was a time in history where the incense table was in the holy place, and then there was a time in history when the incense table was in the Holy of Holies. You know what happened? They built the temple, and then some bad guys came and knocked it down, and then they rebuilt it, and then some bad guys came and knocked it down, and then they rebuilt it. That happened lots of times. And so anyways, in the course of all that, the table of incense was moved from the holy place to the Holy of Holies. Now, Zacharias was in the Holy of Holies. There's only one day he could be in the Holy of... What day was that? The Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement, the high priest could be in there. Amen? And he was working on his incense. Okay. And the whole congregation was waiting without. This is a clue. The people were listening for the bells. Zacharias was in there, and the people were listening for the bells. And you know what happened? It took too long. This is when Zacharias got the word he's going to have a baby. And an angel came to him in there. And it took too long. And the people began to wonder. And the people wondered, should we tug on the rope? No, I hear some bells. Okay. And you know when he came out, he couldn't speak. The high priest was not struck dead. He was struck dumb. On the Day of Atonement, he did everything right, but he didn't believe the angel. He didn't believe his wife was going to have a baby. He didn't believe he was going to have a baby. Okay, so Luke 1:36.
And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren.
So Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. Remember that from the Christmas story? Remember? Who was Elizabeth? She was her cousin. Elizabeth and Mary were cousins. Now think about this. Elizabeth was old. Zacharias died before John the Baptist was of age to take his position as the high priest. He was a little tyke, couldn't do it. Caiaphas bought the position. This has been happening in politics for a long time. Caiaphas should have not been the high priest. Zacharias should have been the high priest. Then it should have been John the Baptist. John the Baptist got beheaded. Who was next in line? Jesus. Jesus should have been the high priest for real in the literal world. He's also my high priest, but in that time period over there, he also should have been the high priest. Also, I'll just throw this in there. Jesus was also the priest after the order of Melchizedek. And that's in Hebrews 5, 5, 6, and 10. You don't have to read that. It'll take too much time to get, I got to get off the rabbit trails. Okay, so Jesus' lineage in the Bible states he should have been the king through Joseph. Everybody in town knew it. Jesus in the Bible states he should have been the high priest. Everybody in town, in all the synagogue and all the Pharisees and the scribes, they knew it. They knew Caiaphas was a usurper. They knew it. Okay, so now we're going to, I've laid that foundation. Now we're going to talk about what Jesus wrote on the ground. Okay? We did two things, the Christmas story, and we talked about the priesthood. We're all with me? I got this. Okay, so we're going to go to John 8. Just one verse at a time.
Verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives.
Pretty simple. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought him unto a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
Oh, dear.
And now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. And what sayest thou?
What sayest thou? These scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, what do you say? Interesting.
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not.
Okay, they're setting a trap. Those bad guys were setting a trap for Jesus. Okay, now, take note. This is the first time he, number one, pretended he didn't hear them. First time he bends down and writes with his finger on the ground.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
Okay, wait a minute. I bet you he was writing down their sins. Think? Okay.
And again, He stooped down and wrote on the ground.
Oh, wait, that's the second time. He already wrote on the ground, and now this is the second time he wrote on the ground.
And they which heard it began, convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one.
One by one they left. Not a whole group of them. One by one they left. I just find that noteworthy.
Beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
Beginning with the eldest. They left one by one, beginning with the eldest.
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw no one but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hast no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Hey, that's something you should really remember. Go and sin no more. Basically, stop it. Okay.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Light of what?
Light of life.
Oh, light of life. Not light of stoning. Not light of death. Light of
life.
Oh, okay.
The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man.
Okay, here's the key. Thou bearest record of thyself. They didn't look at Jesus and say, hey, but you said. They didn't say, but you said. You bearest record. How do you bear record?
You write it down.
You write it down. Also, if you write something down, that makes it legal. Thou bearest record of who?
Of myself.
Of thyself. Thy barest record of Jesus. Oh, maybe they weren't talking about those other guys' sins. He was writing down a record of Jesus on the ground, and it is legal. Interesting. And then he says, I know where I'm going. I know where I came from. I know where I came from. I know who my fathers are. What was Jesus writing on the ground? He wrote, my father is, my father is, my father, his father was, my grandpa. And I should have been the king. And you know it. And they left one by one. You know what they were waiting for? When they saw his grandpa was higher than my grandpa. They knew their lineage, and when they saw it on the ground, and they knew Jesus' lineage was more perfect than theirs, they left one by one as the next name was written. And the next thing, see, there was a whole group of men. He wrote twice, didn't he? One time he wrote his lineage from Joseph. And one time he wrote his lineage from Mary. And when he wrote his lineage from Mary, as he wrote his grandpa on that side, my father was, his father was, his father was, and as he wrote the names, those men left one by one, starting with the eldest to the youngest, because they saw, what did they see? Jesus' authority. Jesus had authority, more authority than they did. They knew Caiaphas bought that position. They knew Caesar was king and shouldn't have been. They knew it. And when Jesus wrote it on the ground, they saw it. And when they saw it, they left one by one. No fight. What verse are you at?
I can start at 15.
Yeah.
Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man.
Isn't that interesting? You are judging me because of who my fathers are. Even though that is what gives me my authority. And I judge the heart. Just a little. My Jesus is pretty cool. Okay.
And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me.
Okay, now Jesus is going to begin a debate as to who his Father was. Because Jesus knows his Father is El Elyon, the Most High God. And they see him as his Father being Joseph. Joseph claimed him. Now Jesus is going to begin a debate about who his true Father is. Okay?
It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true.
If there's two witnesses, that makes it true in that old law.
I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me.
I witness for my Father, and my Father witnesses for me. Two. Therefore it's true.
Then they said unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come.
It wasn't time for him to die, and he knew it.
Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whether I go, ye cannot come? Then he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world.
Okay, he says, You guys are all humans, and I'm not.
I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believeth not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
If you don't believe in Jesus, you will die in your sins.
Amen. Then they say unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning.
They say, okay, so who are you? He says, I already told you.
I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him.
I only say what God tells me to say. I don't say anything of myself. Go ahead.
They understand not that he spake to them of the Father. They said Jesus unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things.
Okay, Jesus said, just you wait, you guys. Just you wait. When I'm lifted up, that means when they hang me on a cross and you see me there, then you will know that I am the Messiah, And then you will know that I have only ever said or done what the Heavenly Father told me.
And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him.
God is pleased with Jesus. And Jesus tells them, he's happy with me.
As he spake these words, many believed in him.
Wow. A lot of people believed in Jesus because of this debate.
If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
All you have to do is continue in his word, and then you're his disciple.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Okay, now they're going to argue about the truth. These guys.
They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou?
How can you say we'll be free? We've never been bound. And we're Abraham's our father.
Ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
If you commit a sin, you're in bondage to the sin. So you don't have to be bound physically. It's the bondage is in the sin.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Okay, if you have a servant in your house, he doesn't live there forever, but the son lives there forever. You know, I used to go to my mom and dad's house when they were still alive, and I opened the door and walked in. It was my house. I was married, lived out in the country, had a bunch of kids. I didn't knock on the door. It was my house. Amen? Didn't you go to your mom and dad's house and open up the door and walk in? Hey, Mom, I'm home. I'm a fully grown woman with kids. I mean, now I got grandkids. The servant can't do that. Okay? The son lives there forever. What does this say? This says there's no illegitimates in Jesus' lineage. What Jesus is saying is, I am a son. I am not the child of a servant. I am not illegitimate. That's what that verse says. And it applies to both sides. And the son is the master of the house. So if the son makes you free, you're free indeed. The servant cannot do that. So now we're back to the discussion of authority. His lineage is perfect. There's no illegitimacy. He can make you free. And
then Jesus continued in verse 37.
Yeah.
I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you.
Yeah, you're trying to kill me because you don't like what I'm saying.
I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father.
Okay, I can hear from God, and he tells me what to speak, and I do. But you watch your human fathers, and you repeat them. That's what Jesus says right there. You watch your human fathers, and you do what they did.
They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not of Abraham.
Okay, Jesus is getting upset now. And he says, you aren't even children of Abraham. You sure don't act like it. That's what he said. I didn't make this up. You heard him.
Ye do the deeds of your father.
See?
Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God."
They said, "We're not illegitimate either."
Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me."
Yeah, that's pretty plain and simple there. If God was your Father, you would love Jesus.
"For I have proceeded forth and come from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil."
Oh, no. Really?
"And the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own, for he is a liar and the father of it."
You are trying to murder that woman, and you're trying to murder me? That is proof. Your father is the devil.
"And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear me, or hear them not, because ye are not of God."
You can't hear me. You can't hear me because you're not of God. That's what he's saying.
"Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art Samaritan and hast a devil?"
Ah, so you say we have a devil. Well, guess what? We're saying you have a devil. This is pretty grade school.
Jesus answered, "I have not a devil."
I do not.
"But I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death."
Wait. Would you read that again?
"Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death."
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Then said the Jews unto him, "Now we know that thou hast the devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death.
Ha.
Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead, whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God.
Mm-hmm.
Let ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad."
Yeah, he was happy.
Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham?" Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Then took they up stones and cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
He's a good reader there. Mm-hmm. Okay, now. Jesus had authority. And that woman, I'm not done with him. That woman, he got her off, man. Hey, you know, Jesus is a good attorney. If you ever need one. Okay, how about John 15:5? This is your family tree.
John 15, verse 5.
Wait a minute. Jesus had his lineage from Joseph. Jesus had his lineage from Mary. What do I have? What do you have? Oh, here.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Jesus is my brother. Jesus is my brother. If Jesus is my brother and he adopted me, that means I get this lineage. I get this. So do you. So do you. Jesus, is Jesus your brother? Have you been engrafted in? Did it say that he is the vine and we are the branches? And we've been engrafted in. When you take a plant and you drill a hole and stick another one in, that plant didn't grow there. That plant didn't grow there. You're the vine. No, he is the vine. We're the branches. We've been engrafted in. That makes Jesus my brother. Really? Yeah. Okay. So what day is today? The Day of Atonement. This is the day the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies and takes the sins of the nation and repents. Now, there is an Ark of the Covenant that is there. I call it the mercy seat because I expect mercy. Because see, we have a choice. We can focus. You can focus on your own authority, your own power. You can tell that accuser to leave you alone. The accusers left that woman, left her live. Jesus escaped. He had the authority and the power to do that, and so do you. And you can use your own authority and use your own power. And you can tell the accuser to bug off. That accuser that comes to you and whispers words like cancer and diabetes, you know those words that accuser whispers in your ear? Tell him to bug off. He has no authority. That accuser comes and tells you you're not a good parent. That accuser comes and tells you you're just not a good person. Tell him to bug off. He doesn't have any authority. You do. You have the authority. Tell him to leave you alone. And this is the Day of Atonement, the day we're going to get judged. Focus on mercy. It's there. It's right there. Focus on the mercy, the forgiveness, the love. Yeah, that woman was pretty guilty. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Jesus gives mercy. Oh, you know what else? The high priest takes the sins of the nation. Jesus took our sins and bore them on the cross. Jesus fulfilled that. That's already done. And you know what he said? It's finished. It's done. He fulfilled everything that needed to be done. Jesus did it. You still have to repent. You still got to be judged. Expect a pardon. Expect mercy. Now, I'm going to tell you, how are we going to use this? You have a battle cry. You have a battle cry. When that accuser comes and whispers in your ear, you can sit down if you want to. There's something you say. Now I'm going to say my name is, and then I'll say my name, and then you guys go, my name is, and say it really loud, like you say Tony, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, Mary, Susie, and you know, okay. So I'm going to say this. My name is Diane Ebel Sutton.
My name is
My Father is El Elyon, the Most High God. My brother is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
My brother is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I have been trained in the academy of, what is it? Where are we at here? The Kingdom, where are we? Kingdom Life Christian Center. I have been trained. Well, I was trained in the David E. Ball Bible School, but you get the point. You know where your training came from. You have the knowledge. I have been trained in
kingdom.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Kingdom authority. You are the son and the daughter of El Elyon. Your brother is Jesus. You tell that accuser to bug off, especially on today, the Day of Atonement. Today is an auspicious day. Today's a wonderful day for this. You have authority. Okay. I think I'm done. Let's see here. Yeah. Yeah.